Now we move into chapter 2. Verse 1 says, in the seventh month, in the 120th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, this is almost a month after work on the temple had resumed. The temple work was now in full swing. But this 21st day of the seventh month, which was September, was the final day of the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles was a feast in which Israel celebrated the care God gave them during the 40 years in the wilderness. And it was to give God thanks for the bountiful harvest. They lived in little tabernacles during this time. However, this year the rejoicing would be less than usual because the crops had failed. And the present ruin of the temple contrasted sharply with the former glory and joy associated with the blessings of God. However, at this feast, the word of the Lord again came through Haggai. This was to encourage the leaders and the people to continue the work on the temple. This is the third message given through Haggai. A rebuke was given in chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. A promise to be with them in chapter 1, verse 13. And now he speaks the third time. Verse 2 says, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, when God first spoke in 1 verse 1, it was to the leaders. The second time he spoke, it was to the leaders and the residue. It's 1:13. Now this third time, he also includes the residue and the leaders. God's faithful people can usually be referred to as a remnant or a residue, they that are left after the separation from the unfaithful. Verse 3 says, who is left among you that saw the house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? These three questions were asked to cause the people to be aware that this temple was going to be inferior to the first temple. This fact caused many to be discouraged by its lack of splendor. Some of the people had seen the temple before its destruction. Haggai may have been among them. Ezra 3, verses 8 through 13 tell us that many of the older ones wept aloud when they saw the second temple because it was so inferior to the first. The questions asked here are directed to those individuals who have survived the catastrophe of the Babylonian captivity and who are a part of the residue of God's people. We bring our lesson to a close at this time. Next time, Lord willing, we'll begin with this third verse of chapter 2. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friend.